180 over 111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak or walk.
This is high blood pressure. Get back on your plan. Go to loweryourhbp.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance, reminding you that when you adopt a shelter pet, you discover all the things that make them unique. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
Hi, I'm Andy Puddicombe, the host of a brand new podcast called Radio Headspace. I'd love it if you could join me to start the day in a different way. Whether you like to think of it as a thought for the day, a moment of pause, or some time to reflect. And a reminder that no matter what's going on in our lives, there's comfort to be found in coming together for just a few minutes every weekday morning. You can listen and subscribe to Radio Headspace for free on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen.
Doctor's Log, Hell Date 2020. Right now, health and medical industries are feeling the pressure of the COVID-19 outbreak. Doctors are feeling that pressure. Nurses are feeling that pressure. I'm definitely feeling that pressure. And so I wanted to capture some of this journey. It's a log of this scary adventure we're all on together. I'm Esther Chu, MD, and this is my Doctor's Log. Go subscribe on radio.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
During these challenging times, listening is fundamental to promoting understanding and healing. That's why I'm Listening is here to help you talk about mental health. We feature conversations from celebrities and mental health professionals who share how they manage anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues. Our mission is to combat the universally felt crisis of distance and division by promoting conversations that end the stigma of talking about mental health. Find resources and more information at imlistening.org. That's imlistening.org.
Cubs and Sox fans, it's official. Baseball is coming back to Chicago this season. Due to the virus, there'll be no live crowds, but count on The Score to cover this extremely unique spring training 2.0. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, we are Chicago's number one sports station. 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station. WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score!
Herbie, we got a lot of work to do today. Let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
We should be here as baseball fans today, playing brighter days. We should be excited about the prospect of baseball coming back. And what baseball did over the last 3 months is leave us all going, I have other things that I can do. And while I miss the game, I have found ways to entertain myself. And this doesn't feel like a party. This feels like we all drove to the airport in traffic. We got on a crowded plane. The plane didn't have Wi-Fi. It was also delayed from taking off. It also circled our destination. Then there was a ground stop. Then there was an equipment failure. They couldn't get the ramp, so we're all sitting on a landed plane. Then they don't have your rental car reservation. Then when you finally get to the hotel, they tell you your room's not ready. That's been us. That's been baseball. The vacation is going to be great, but getting there absolutely sucked. And there are a lot of people who made that possible, that it would suck.
Make me a bicycle, clown!
Still not in the happy place as of yet when it comes to baseball being back. I'll get to that point at some point. We are going to reset the two baseball teams today. It occurred to me last night when I was doing the podcast for Aloho Daily about this subject. It's like we should probably reset things because we were all headed down the road of getting ready for baseball, and there was stuff going on, and they were actually playing preseason games and all that good stuff, and then everything just stopped. Baseball is back? Question mark. Teams are going to report on July 1st. Hopefully there is a season starting either July 23rd or July 24th. I'll get into some more of the particulars coming up after I tell you who's going to be on the show today. We haven't had Zach Zabin on the show in a while. I am looking forward to having Zach on. He's been hosting a lot of shows over the last few weeks, which is a good thing for the Score listener. But he hosts our Cubs pre- and post-game shows here. And hopefully we'll hear Zach doing that on the 23rd or 24th of July. Chris Hine is going to join me at 1 o'clock. There's a story that I've been dying to talk about. And Chris is probably the right guy to talk about it. It's the story of what's gone on with Maya Moore and how she's given up her career to go and chase justice for a family friend. The best player in the game walked away, and this was before Colin Kaepernick kneeled, that she started to take an interest in this stuff, and that the Minnesota Lynx were out here talking about Black Lives Matter. She's made the decision that she's not going to come back and play this year either. It's fascinating that the best player in a sport feels compelled to walk away from the sport because of a higher calling. So there, you can, if you want to attach it to Colin Kaepernick, you can. If you want to attach it to Pat Tillman, you can. Although Maya is a more accomplished player in her sport than either one of those guys was in theirs. So I want to talk with Chris Hine about that. We'll do that at 1 o'clock. Our buddy James Fegan. So here's the question, Herbie. What are the odds, now that baseball is back, that James will be or is right now ordering a burrito so that it can show up during our talk with him?
While